This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey,
okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind the scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. I mean, we will take more than that, though, if you want. Like no arguments there if you want to throw more money at us. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a pleasurable little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Sex can trigger an orgasm and an asthma attack. A recent study by the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology found that rigorous bedroom sessions can trigger dangerous post-coital asthma exacerbations. And sometimes warning signs are ignored in the throes of passion. Doctors recommend using an inhaler 30 minutes prior to sex to help ensure that your lover doesn't literally take your breath away.
It's 2022 and people still don't know how to turn off their video on Zoom. A Minneapolis synagogue was hosting a virtual bat mitzvah when a couple in attendance got busy for 45 minutes. Another congregate on the Zoom call said she was walking around naked, she got dressed, she's in and out of the Zoom, he was in the bed, he whipped it out, she started going to work. 45 minutes sounds less like a mistake and more like a kink.
In other news out of Arizona, an 8th grade teacher and her husband both lost their education jobs after they recorded an OnlyFans video in her classroom. Students of the science teacher found her video and began sharing it amongst themselves. After being fired, she put out a video explaining that she and her husband took to OnlyFans for supplemental incomes due to low salaries at the school. While we don't endorse dangerous or unauthorized locations for OF shoots, maybe the lesson here is that teachers need to be paid more.
A Boffin survey in the UK said that 26% of men have faked an orgasm. A quarter of the 3,000 men surveyed who said they'd faked it cited reasons like being too tired to climax or not wanting to hurt their partner's feelings. Wow, classic, men appropriating the oppression of women. Just kidding, y'all, just stop lying. Let's just take the pressure off orgasms and know that having sex without jizzing is still a delightful thing to do.
And speaking of jizzing.
Yeah, it does feel like a tie-in to the topic only because it's hard to make it. Autofellatio is one thing.
Yes.
Autofellatio to orgasm is another beast, I learned.
It's hard.
Yes,
yeah.
It looks quite difficult. And
yes.
The only cum shot we get of the videos that we're featuring today was very, very, it was an assisted, you know, we had a lot of handwork. Mm. There at the finish line, you know?
Yes. So autofellatio, I mean, it's obviously self-explanatory, but I'm going to give you a definition anyways.
It's not car head.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, you'd be surprised. I said that this was the topic to someone yesterday and they were like, what's that? And I was like, literally think about it. Think about it.
Do the etymology.
Yeah.
They got there. They could get there.
Yeah. So it's the act of oral stimulation of one's own penis as a form of masturbation. Only a limited number of penis havers are physically capable of performing autofellatio. So not everyone can do it. And what a cool club to be a part of, you know?
What a flexible club.
Yes.
To be a part of. Yeah, this shit is hard.
Yeah. And I think that also we're like obsessed with it.
Yeah, are we? Yeah, there's like a...
I feel like there's a weird... Everyone's kind of fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, we've always been kind of, like, fixated on it. You know? Like, I'm just thinking about, like, the internet rumor. I mean, this was, like, pre-internet of, like, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, the meme that helped kick off my research and thinking about this was about the fact that this rumor that Marilyn Manson had ribs removed in order to suck his own dick managed to spread before we had the means for like internet gossip. Like,
yes.
How did we do that internationally?
But everyone knew this fucking rumor.
Every fucking person knew this rumor.
Everyone knew it.
I think because it's like, why was that? Just it's a fascinating thing to latch onto. It feels like.
Because it's fascinating to the idea of being able to do it.
Exactly. Like, and fitting for the character in question, you know, like,
yes.
Oh, like he had his ribs removed so that he could.
He would. He's such a freaky guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Turns out he's problematic, which has nothing to do with
auto
fellatio, but we can't mention anyone.
Without just
who
know,
has those kinds of
that.
Allegations over their head and just blow by them.
Uh-huh.
It also just like historically a thing, which I didn't know. Like, doesn't it feel like kind of a like, I think because of that moment in the zeitgeist, I'm like, Marilyn Manson invented it. Like the concept of sucking your own dick that like that never occurred to us prior. Yeah.
I mean, even just like, I'm sure like, I mean, as a small person, you probably were like, I wonder if I could.
You're talking about me? Like, did I ever try to?
No, just like, I just mean in general, like as a person that had a penis, like as a little boy.
Oh, as a young person, I see. Yes. Yeah.
Like you would probably at one point, the thought probably crosses everyone's mind, you know?
Yeah. Like,
can I do it?
Yeah. I think everyone like plays around with masturbation in their own way. And if you, and a lot of kids are especially flexible, so.
Yeah.
Tracks that a lot of little boys probably tried for that and were like, oh, can't really do it. And like, my hand does fine, you know, and like gave up or didn't, you know.
But it's also, I mean, it's been around since ancient Egypt.
Yes. Go
which
on.
Is kind
tell
of
me more
psycho.
Of this. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the first documented depictions of autofellatio show up in ancient Egyptian texts from about like, you know, 2,500 to 3,000 years ago. In one story, there was this ancient Egyptian god of creation, Atum. He produces his children by sucking himself off and spitting out his own semen.
Right. And isn't it mythology?
Yes. No, it is. It's mythology, but it shows up in ancient texts, like this story.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they also have images, you know, of other gods engaging in this. And then even ancient Greek, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then, like, weirdly, they describe the act of autofellatio as, like, kind of, like, deviance on par with bestiality and necrophilia.
Yeah.
So then it became naughty.
Yeah. There's also, speaking of sexual shame, around between, like, 1000 and 1400 current era, Christian architecture and, like, medieval literature, like, figures appear on a good number of churches, mainly in France, Spain, and Germany. Often in England as well, where that seemed to depict like men bending down and like flipping their legs over their heads to suck themselves.
Yes. Have you seen this picture of the Cologne City Hall?
Oh, no, I didn't link to that. Okay.
There's a really good. It's so sneaky. Like you really have to look for it. It's like there's like on the corner of like this church on the Cologne City Hall, there's like a figure and then it's like underneath the figure is what looks like, you know, something that's just like holding it up. Like, I don't know what those are called in architecture, but it's like literally like it's like a person bending in. It's like you would really have to look for it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these articles talk about this era of art and architecture and how you almost have to know the cues because to our modern eye, you can't tell necessarily. You're like, that's just a monkey playing the bagpipes.
Yeah.
And then it's like literally an allusion to
autofellatio.
To autofellatio. Yes.
Yeah, this is like the boars playing bagpipes.
Ah, it was a boar.
Yes.
I misremembered that detail.
Yeah. There is like a 15th century text where like a jester to the right is like, he's like clasping his chest and he's like, and then the other one, he's like squeezing his genitals with the other. Like it's like,
yeah,
there is a lot of like weird boar mythology and like it was kinky, sexy, weird stuff.
Yeah.
And then in the Victorian era, in 1902.
Yeah.
Someone first wrote this body limerick.
Yeah, this is the original man from Nantucket.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Yes.
I'm going to do a reading.
Yes, regale us, please.
So 1902, just think about that time period. Oh. There was a young man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it. He said with a grin as he wiped off his chin, if my ear was a cunt, I would fuck it.
Good aim if he's coming on his own chin, you know?
I know.
Great, great region, because you might get that in your eyes or in your ears, speaking right. of, you know?
Really insane.
I will say, I learned from this episode how to do it. I mean, we watched a literal how-to video.
Yes.
But
yes.
Never in my imagination, for whatever reason, was it like a yoga-style pose where you're on your back and rolling your legs over your head.
Yes.
I only ever pictured it like curled over. I didn't really picture it much, come to think of it, which is sort of funny to realize, but I guess it's just like not for me. So I never really considered the mechanics of it.
There's a few positions you could do.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's like, you can like sit on it. You can literally bend over and sit on a chair.
Yeah.
You can be like propped up and do like legs behind the head.
Mm-hmm.
Sitch.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, there's a lot of videos of like people in hammocks.
Uh-huh. And a lot of videos of people with like ceilings, like we'll talk about it when we get to the video, but like
using that to
things
like
they can
push
put
themselves.
Their feet on to leverage deeper into the stretch, essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But they all include some sort of like curling into yourself.
Yeah.
I was actually fascinated to know that we started the first time we saw autofellatio in porn was like around the golden age of porn in the 70s.
Yeah, we have a specific film in reference here.
Yes, Every Inch a Lady.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scene with Dr. Infinity. He grew tired of waiting for a madam, got naked and just, you know, stuck a cucumber up his ass and sucked himself off.
This man was ahead of his time, dare I say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was kind of a big deal. What's also kind of crazy is this person was also, before this, was one of the people who tried to steal the Gutenberg Bible.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
what?
From like the Harvard Library.
That's a wild detail.
Is that crazy?
I didn't know
like,
that.
Like, a few years before this, he was got in trouble for, like, you know, he, like, got caught in the act of, like, trying to, like, steal the Bible.
This is
the
Vitautas Corbellus, a.k.a. Vito Aras.
Yes.
A.k.a. Dr. Infinity.
Yeah.
Self-sucker, a.k.a. Gutenberg Bible thief.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, really crazy.
That's my favorite weird tidbit I've heard in a while.
I know. Really strange, right?
Well done.
Also, Ron Jeremy famously.
Another abuser. Imagine that.
Another abuser. Crazy. Could also suck his own cock, but he would do it just like he would like, it's more of like a parlor trick instead of to like, you know, arouse.
Yeah. And I think more of a like, as opposed to a,
like, look at me
a deep throat.
Yeah.
If you will.
And then also in Short Bus, there was an unsimulated act of autofellatio.
I did watch that one.
Oh, did you?
I looked for it.
I
yeah.
Never saw the
I
movie.
Just
yeah.
I hadn't never actually seen Short Bus somehow. I remember it being such a big thing, but I for whatever reason never saw it.
Yeah.
But I did Google autofellatio Short Bus and saw I think the scene in question. Again, it's not like we're going all the way in. It's like a very flexible man making a video and then someone watching he's got a voyeur watching him making the video.
Yeah.
But we're not doing like deep throat head stuff.
Right. I mean, according to Alfred Kinsey, fewer than 1% of males can successfully orally contact their own penis.
That stat sounds right.
Yeah.
And also fair. I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Men, penis havers, by and large, you got enough going for you. We don't need to give you autofellatio, too, because I think we know that the stats on people with vulvas being able to successfully, like, lick their own clit is even lower.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. But then there is, you know, there's a lot of people.
Well, you know what I'm trying after have, this. Sorry.
Yeah. I got some time on my hands. A lot of people has started to watch like how-to videos during quarantine.
Yeah. It had a moment during like COVID because like what else are you doing?
Right. Right.
Vice had a great article about this. I'm sure we're referencing the same piece, which is like one of the interviewees in question was like, well, what else am I doing? Like, I might as well give this a shot and just, like, become more flexible and see if this can be, like, a benefit to that. Like, set a goal for yourself. Some people are making bread. Others are
trying
to suck their own dicks.
But yeah, Al Angang, who owns solosuck.com, he's got like a bunch of like guides and resources. And, you know, he saw an uptick in video sales from his site.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Love that for him.
And a lot of people were kind of like curious. I mean, there's a lot of like Redditors like doing like, you know, AMAs. And I feel like a lot of people are just like, what does it feel like? You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like people are like, it feels like more like sucking a dick as opposed to getting your dick sucked.
I feel like it has to be akin to like 69 where you're like, how much can I pay attention to the pleasure while I'm also performing the act, you know? And like that balance being tricky.
Exactly. It's like, I want to receive. I don't want to be focusing on giving.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing with masturbation. Like sometimes it's too much work and you got to figure out a way to alleviate that labor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The last article I want to talk about, because lately my favorite thing is disparaging articles, but our wonderful intern shared this link to this article that's just about autofellatio injury. I'm going to read this paragraph until you make me stop because it's a long paragraph and I know you hate it.
Okay.
But it's worth it.
No, I'm going to just drink some water while you do that.
Great. In this paper, we discuss autofellatio and its associated medical problems that can begin in adolescence and last a lifetime. The first and most obvious medical problem is with the back. The spine is injured in such a way as to cause rounding of the shoulders and opposing kink in the neck with the head tilted on its base. This could lead to problems with the sinus and ears. This leads to imbalance because the equilibrium is disturbed in the inner ear. The spine is also affected, and that can lead to numbing of the thighs. The pelvis is permanently rotated forward. Lifelong back pain is the result of autofellatio. Another symptom is ingrown toenails. I'm going to stop there.
What?
Because I think we've gotten the impression that this is the most biased abstract from a theoretically like academic article I've ever seen, because nothing is contextualized. This basically, like, I could infer from this paragraph that you try autofellatio once and you're like hearing is fucked and you're permanently
And you get an ingrown toenail.
Yeah, and then
like,
you get like ingrown
toenail. Logic.
Yeah. The logic this is like, because the head and shoulders are out of alignment, there's a constant upward pressure on the toenail as it grows into the skin. But again, I'm like, this is an extreme example.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I don't know about that.
What is this article? It also goes on to be like, you will definitely have psychological problems. Like, there, like, if, of course, there's the associated mental distress from the shame of performing the act. If known, the patient becomes ostracized and even suicidal depression and lifelong unhappiness. These also, like, aren't complete sentences. So,
yeah, I was like, this seems a little sex negative to me because I watched a lot of videos in preparation for this episode and ain't no one seeming shameful about it.
Yeah,
okay?
This is, well, everything in this, like, assumes, like, you will definitely have sexual shame. And anytime someone says that, I'm like,
right.
Depending on who you're around and what culture you're a part of, because culture creates those pressures. Right?
Right.
I looked up Paul T.E. Cusack, who wrote this.
Oh, boy.
And was like, articles by Paul T.E. Cusack. Like, who is this? But by the way, article about the autofellatio injuries that are inevitable, according to Paul here, is on like an ear, nose, and throat like resource website that I never looked at before.
Huh.
But when I Google the author, the articles that come up are Cosmology, Mass, and the Superforce. Gravity, Time, Mass, and Superforce United.
What?
Gravity and Electromagnetism. Universal Structural Mechanics. The Termination of Physical Constants in Proton Mass.
What?
So what I think is this fucking guy tried to suck his dick one time and it didn't go well.
Yeah.
So he wrote,
and now he's on a crusade.
Yeah, the most biased, like, your life, it's definitely going to be ruined by this, just like mine.
Because mine was.
Yeah. Like, Paul.
Like, constant ingrown toenails now.
Yeah, like, what happened?
It's hard to walk.
Oh, Paul, I hope he's okay. I don't know that I trust him as a science, and I'm concerned that he's putting out works about, like, Earth's gravity after just reading that abstract that was so one-sided,
psycho.
You know, like so not objective, like not in the tone of science. It's like, here's what we tested and what we posited based on, it's like, you're definitely going to be suicidal if you suck your own dick. I don't see a one-to-one correlation here, Paul, but I hope you're okay.
I don't. Should we do the show now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a good transition.
First up from me, Otto Fellatio style, PB&J, penis, balls, and jelly.
Okay. That does kind of harken back to the ass eating episode where we learned that, like, yeah, our friend in prison occasionally just, like, incorporated some jelly into his tossed salad.
A little jelly on it. Yeah.
Okay. First for me, I like this one. Smoking my dickerette.
Oh.
Cute, right?
Yeah.
Something cute about that.
Mm. I'm finally able to deep throat my own cock, and wow, no more playing, just the tip. Hey, good for him.
No more playing, but just the tip, you know?
Yeah.
That's where we're starting. Okay. Go suck yourself, scene four.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a franchise.
It's a franchise.
Yeah.
Nice. Licking my thick mushroom dickhead on webcam.
Nice.
Something about mushroom.
Mushroom dickhead.
Penises.
Yeah.
I don't really like it when it's like a mushroom, when people say like mushroom tip or like a mushroom head. I don't know why. It just.
You know,
like
I haven't given it a lot of thought, and I understand the hesitation that I'm like.
I don't know why. I don't know.
There's something
reason for why
whimsical
I don't like
about
it.
Like, it's sort of the opposite of like calling a dick a cock. Like, I feel like it makes it sound sweet and fairy like, which maybe doesn't appeal to everyone.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just kind of weird to me.
I have to keep thinking about it. The jury is still out for me. I'm not sure. I might be down. I might be down with the mushroom concept.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to get back to you
it's
on that
like
one.
It's just like something about it, like thinking about the tip of a dick being that like big compared to like.
Wait.
Like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like
oh,
when you think about a mushroom head.
The dimensions of like a mushroom,
yeah,
like generally it'd
stem.
Be skinny. Yes. I see what you mean. Uh-huh.
Like that's a little alarming.
You're concerned for that penis?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm like, oh, that's a big old head. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, last one for
me. Wait, I'm next. I'm next. You just did mushroom tip.
I did, you're right.
And it was a hit. It was a big fat hit. Okay.
Okay. Like a big fat tip. Okay.
Last one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Self suck until nose reach between my balls.
Oh.
That's a big promise.
That's huge.
That's a value proposition. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's deep throating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't even do that when it's not my penis,
he
you know, like
opened
I can't
up his gullet.
Yeah, exactly. That's there's
you know
several talents here. That's what you're identifying correctly. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is a very talented self sucker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to check that one out on the break and see if it's true though, because I have my doubts.
Sure. Okay. Last one from me. When you've been isolated too long. ..
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
Again, some of us were making focaccia.
Some of us were sucking our own dicks.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
First video, we're going to talk about how to self-suck. Full tutorial and example. Learn to suck your own cock the right way. Autofellatio. This is from the Peacock King. Fascinating name.
Fascinating name, fascinating character. I mean, I'm so curious.
I did a little looking.
Yeah, I went down the rabbit hole a bit because I was also looking for, like, there's other self-suck videos. This one's a lot of talking and instructional and
yes,
walking us through things with, like, minimal demonstration. And he mentioned, like, oh, I had this other video and I just wanted to make sure y'all, like, really understood how to do this safely. And I was like, what's this other video? Like, I wondered if we got, like, a cum shot in that one, because that's not what this one's about. It's a how-to video, which if you don't know what that's about, you can listen to that episode.
He also has a lot of videos where he fucks himself. He puts his own dick in his asshole.
Yes. This is a fascinating masturbator, to say the least.
I mean,
also, I feel like it needs to be
said. He's been left to his own devices.
Yes. Well, that's also like the vibe of the aesthetic of these videos, too. Yeah. Is I'm like, where are we? It feels...
I was a little concerned. I was like, this is like where, well, also because I recently saw Barbarian.
I haven't seen it.
Did you see that movie? Uh-uh. Okay. Well, anyways, it's like in any sort of horror movie where like you stumble upon like a room that has like a tripod and a camera set up and you're like, something you're like, scary goes down
here. Yes. Yeah. That was my initial reaction when we started this video because we've got like the sort of tag board walls. We feel like we're in a basement from the 50s.
Or like an attic crawl space.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
There's like a, maybe it's a wood burning stove or some kind of like furnace. Our friend the Peacock King is on top of a Formica table. Like one of those kind of like precarious like dining room tables with a chair on top of it. And is just like casually sitting and talking to us with a blindfold over the middle of his face.
Yes.
So, yes.
He does like a lot of, like he hides his face.
Yeah.
For like an anonymity reasons.
Yeah.
But this one's strange because it's literally just around his nose.
Yeah. Interesting choice. I was like, minimal coverage here. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I could discern if I knew you that it's like, definitely you. But
yeah.
I wonder if there's specific logic there. But yeah, it feels like hard camp when you open because we're in this scary basement and this person is just like naked with a blindfold on casually and like very, in a very like, eloquent and almost affected way, you know, being like,
he's like, it is an art that is not easy to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like just very generous with us in everything that we talk about and like very elaborate in the explanations. Yes. There's some gestures.
His like hand movements are kind of fabulous.
Meanwhile, in other videos, like we start and I'm like, is this gay man okay in the like backwoods of Minnesota? And then we see like other parts of the house and we see him like in camo and like,
I know it's a lot of camo,
animals on the wall. Like this is just like the culture of the aesthetic of these is survivalist alone in the woods. Like this is
literally left to his own devices,
like potentially a serial killer. You know what I mean? Like I'm worried for this man, but I'm also like, why do I feel like I'm going to see him at brunch on Sunday? Yeah. And he's at somebody else's house. Do you know what I mean? Like it just,
it's very strange.
It's fascinating. I
kept writing like, where are we?
Yeah, exactly. Like literally, where are we? Also, one of the videos was labeled like I something something Australian something. And I was like, you're not Australian.
I know.
So I'm confused. Yeah. But maybe that's by design.
Yes. So he gives us some stretches, different ways to stretch his back. He's very limber. He's very athletic. He's got, you know,
very like lean. Like, sort of like light, muscly body. Yeah.
And, you know, he's like explains that there's a lot of risks involved. It's very important to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shows us like how he does it. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like not what I was expecting. Like you said, like he literally goes into like a shoulder stand.
Yes.
Basically.
And like it's a little scary because he uses the wall and then the ceiling. And I'm like, oh, that's why we're on the table.
Right.
Is like so that his legs can like walk across the ceiling
push,
and then pull his like keep his legs up over, bent over his head in, an extreme shoulder stand, essentially.
Yes. This is basically a yoga pose. I mean, if you've ever done, it's plow, I think.
Yeah, I don't know the poses beyond cat and cow, but I'll trust that you're right.
I'm pretty sure it's plow. Yeah.
But it's also I was scared. I was is that chair going to shoot out from under you, you know?
I know. It's a little
confusing. That didn't happen.
Right. He's probably got it nailed down to the table. It seems like he does this often and he made a special setup for it.
Yeah,
you know?
I would believe that.
I also love that he's got some candles out too for vibe.
Which is even a stretch because they're not lit candles. They're the votives that have the switch on the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting on top of this furnace / whatever this stove is that's next to the table.
Right. And then he's I forgot to bring a pillow. I love how open he is.
Yeah.
You know, he's at one point, the lights go out and he's I'm so sorry. My lights just decided to go out. Yes. Excuse me. And then
Yeah.
And he's sorry about that technical difficulty. Here we are again.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's oh, excuse me. I just had a little indigestion.
Yeah. And I was I guess because you've been hanging upside down. That makes sense.
Which he mentions can be something that
can
happens.
Be a factor. Yeah. Yeah. Also, there's a very Christopher Guest-esque moment where he does the full stretch. He's tugging on his penis, which is flaccid. And barely sort of gets it into his mouth and is so I had to pull on my penis because it's not erect right now. And I was oh my God, can we make this best in show? You know, how do we?
He's because I am also talking and,
you know,
I'm a little
I'm not,
distracted.
Focused. I'm distracted. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the video could have been 3 minutes and it's what, 15 or 13 or something. So we're definitely getting the full thought process. Of this person who just
he did a great job
consistently just feels really comfortable talking about this thing. And I do feel he cares about my safety.
Right.
When I attempt to suck my own dick, you know,
it was funny and informative
and somehow sweet and somehow scary.
Yes. Yes. It was that. But not once was it horny for me, actually.
Yeah. It was too clinical to really get to horny for me.
And there is something kind of horny about this, you know, because of the taboo factor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love anything that's sort of we shouldn't be doing it. It's wrong.
Yeah.
So I have seen autofellatio moments in the videos in the past and I've been kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah. But this one didn't quite get you there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's mostly just fascinating to me.
Yeah. Well, this one was so much more instruction than demonstration.
Yes. Right.
And yeah, there was no goal to come in this. It was just this is how you do it. And I showed I can do it. And then let me keep talking about it kind of thing.
Right. Shall we transition to a video that does have come?
Sure. My God. I hope you enjoyed this little selection from me.
Yes.
What is happening? So,
okay.
I don't even know how to describe this. So we've got somebody.
Someone.
Wearing big.
Yes.
You know, bug eyes sunglasses.
Uh-huh. It's giving Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory vibes.
Like modern you know? One, like Johnny Depp, Willy Wonka. Yeah, it's giving Johnny Depp, Willy Wonka, but a blonde wig.
Blonde bob.
A blonde bob wig.
Yeah.
Big bug eye, black sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And then what we're looking at is someone from above. It's as if we took the camera from the previous video. This person is positioned and we're looking at them from above between their legs.
Yes.
I swear to God, it looked like somebody was popping out from a curtain or from under a pillow. And for a second I was like, wait, is this not real self-suck? And they're cheating it?
Yeah.
I know
because the angle of
it is so wild.
Bananas.
And you look at it long enough, you're like, oh no, they're really doing it. But it's so strange to look at that it feels like that trick. Do you remember that trick when you were little? Where the little kid gets on top of the bigger cousin or whatever, and it's you're a little sitting atop them and they flail their legs and you look crazy because you're so small.
No.
Okay. So there's a thing called Priscilla that was a game show. It was a show. It was a skit that my family did.
Okay.
Where, and this sounds so horny, but basically when I was a child, I would straddle my older cousin and sit reverse cowgirl style, facing my family, but you put a blanket over the back of my cousin. So it just like looks like I have gigantic legs. And then there's like a rhyme that goes with it. You're like, Priscilla, Priscilla, open up the door. And you like throw your legs and hands up and you look like a Muppet. If anyone else's family did this, please tell me, because as I'm saying this, I have no idea where this shit came from.
I think that you just made this family, your family just
made
this up.
It's very possible.
You know?
I might have to text some aunts and cousins and be like, where the fuck did that come from? It like killed the aunts and uncles just on the basis of like—
It's late. That joke always hit.
Limb proportions. Yeah. Like Laura's legs look so big and hairy and crazy. Like,
yeah. Wow, thank you for sharing that memory.
But anyway, that's what this reminded me of, where I was like, are we cheating the proportions to make it look like this person is sucking their own dick? But in fact, they are.
And you were like, Priscilla, Priscilla.
Priscilla, open up the door.
So we don't get that, but we do have some music in the background, which I was like really trying to Shazam and find out what it was, but it was giving me like Christina Aguilera vibes.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't know if that's actually
a lot of camp in both of these, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really, I was like, I had a lot of questions. I was like, who's taking the video? You know.
Yeah. How is the camera positioned? It felt like the camera was pretty steady. So like maybe this is a tripod trick with like just a camera like positioned right above your asshole, basically.
Right. Right. And lots of moaning, lots of some even yelling, mm-hmm. you know, as we got closer to, you know, orgasm.
And did you mention the knee highs already?
Oh, I didn't. We do get stockings.
We get white stockings. That's a really crucial detail, is that like those are coming up the legs that are like bent over this person's face. So
we do get some stockings.
I am curious, like, what was the beginning of this? Like, what was the costume, the setup? You know, like, what are we doing here?
And then they come in their own mouth, which I was like, wow, okay. That's, you don't often get that.
There was some hand assistance, for sure.
There was. Sure.
Yeah, we had, like, come in their own mouth and, like, all over. I mean, like, when, who can say they came on their own face? You know, like, that's kind of, I think, what you're getting at. That, like,
right. The man from Nantucket.
That's almost the treat. Yeah, the man from Nantucket.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was on the chin. It was on the mouth.
Uh-huh. In the mouth.
I was a little worried about the nostrils, but this person was sort of taking care of themselves in that respect.
That was another thing, and like a lot of the Reddit AMAs, people were like, I mean, I've like come in my own, you know, face before. It's gotten in my eyes. Mm-hmm. Peacock King also mentioned that.
Like ears, like, was like,
there's definitely
that risk. Said you may want to wear some like glasses or goggles, and I was like,
he said
the thought of someone wearing goggles and sucking their own dick is it's magical. That's an amazing thought.
Scuba goggles. I know.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I would watch it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not masturbating to either of these.
I gotta say the same.
I did learn a lot.
I sure did.
Which I'm glad about. Yeah. You know, I love to learn.
Yeah.
And I hope that this kind of like was a little eye-opening for everyone who wanted to know a little bit more about alopecia.
Yeah. We don't talk about it enough these days. I feel like there's on and off fascination with it. And I'm like, where's that old nugget autofellatio, you know? Like, what if we thought about sucking your
cyclical
own dick? It's been too long. Time to bring it back.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On our Twitter at GOP the Podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, feel free to include your Instagram handle so we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.